Telkesh was a scientist on a mission and had traveled to the United States for one reason and one reason alone. By the early 1930s, America was in the throes of a solar revolution that had been going on for more than 50 years. In 1884, the first experimental solar panels had gone up on a New York City rooftop. 4 years later, the American chemist Edward Weston developed the world's first solar cell. While on an ostrich farm in Pasadena, one inventor installed a giant solar motor, some 35 feet across, that pumped enough water from the local well to make the dry California ground a verdant paradise. From the wild front lines,
we made a choice. We took a different path.
To our own backyards.
We're trying to restore nature where we live.
Local solutions,
wow,
are showing the way.
You can heal the land.
Who's with me?
Why shouldn't we be ambitious about this?
We can see nature recover.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Wild hope. All witnesses agreed what happened next. Spicely got off the bus from the back. Council grabbed his pistol, went out the front of the bus, and shot Spicely twice at close range. Spicely fell into the gutter. Council got back on the bus and finished driving his route. Military police brought the gravely wounded private to Watts Hospital minutes away. Medical staff refused to treat him because he was black, but stopped to draw blood to see if he was intoxicated before sending him away. Spicely died on arrival at Duke Hospital. The blood alcohol test was negative. Venus and Serena grew up in a home that was full of energy and inspiration. The Williams lived in a humble white stucco house with a tiny backyard in Compton, California. They didn't have much money, but that didn't matter. They were grateful to have each other. All five Williams sisters slept in one bedroom, giggling and whispering secrets well into the night. They were constantly playing games and putting on family talent shows, too. Serena, the youngest, especially loved singing Whitney Houston songs.